Easing our way through the day, good morning. Just reminding you, the PSNI are warning pregnant women who take abortion pills delivered by a pro-choice organisation's abortion robot that they could face charges. We had one of the representatives from the Bus for Choice on the programme a little earlier. This bus will be arriving at the Laganside Courts, a vicinity of Belfast, at 12 noon. Then it'll be going off to protest at the DUP offices in Lisburn, round about 1 or half 1. We had a representative, Eleanor, from the bus on earlier, saying that women are often in a position where they need to end ticking time bomb pregnancies, was how she described those pregnancies. A lot of you angered by the use of those words. Indeed, as you were angered by the use of the words by the Society for the Protection of the Unborn Child when they compared abortion to terrorism on this programme earlier in the week. So a lot of emotive language being used. But will you be supporting the bus, or indeed will you be protesting at the presence of the bus? One man who I would imagine would be protesting if he sees the bus is Jim Wales, and he's on the line. Jim Wales, good morning.
Good morning, Frank, and thank you for the very balanced coverage you've given this subject this morning.
Will you go to...
You're an example to the media.
Well, I like to be balanced in everything I do, Jim. Sometimes praise coming from Jim Wales, of course. It may not be the sort of praise that you're looking for. As people are listening to the programme, they'd be saying, if you're pleasing Jim Wales, you're doing something wrong. But it is balanced coverage. We have had a representative from the Bus for Choice on, and we now have one of the most outspoken pro-life campaigners on. Will you be going along to your colleagues' offices today, or will the DUP be ignoring this bus?
No, I'll be down at the Laganside Courts at 12, Frank, to monitor the situation, because as quite rightly has been said by the PSNI, the prescribing of abortion pills in Northern Ireland is illegal. But not only that, it's totally illegal to prescribe any drug pill medication in Northern Ireland without an assessment by the doctor, who obviously knows the background to the patient's condition. That's then referred to a pharmacist, who checks that the proper prescription has been issued and makes certain that whatever is given to the patient is correct. That's a well-trodden path that has protected the health of the people of Northern Ireland since World War II. And this is foolhardy and reckless to give people any form of medication without first going through the proper procedure.
So the obvious answer to that, Jim, is look upon the issue as women's health care, provide the facilities here in Northern Ireland, give abortion rights to women, and they won't have to take any risks at all.
Well, Frank, as you know, that's a decision for the Northern Ireland Assembly. It's one that's going to that would be taken after a lot of discussion and consideration of all the issues. And indeed, the Assembly dealt with this issue in February 2016 and came to a very clear majority on it. But that does not give people the right to come down to Belfast and to prescribe drugs which could have consequences for those taking them without going through the normal procedures. And, you know, it wouldn't really matter what they're prescribing to the outside Laganside Court. It simply is foolhardy and absolutely reckless to prescribe a potion drug or a pill to any woman without first going through the proper procedures.
Yes, but there'd be no call for the bus. The bus wouldn't be there if the legislation in Northern Ireland was the same as elsewhere in the United Kingdom.
Yes, but Frank, that doesn't give anyone an excuse to break the law. Now, I don't know actually what's going to happen today. I'll be down just to watch very carefully. I don't actually know if they're actually going to go through with this or not. Or is it just a stunt? Or is it just a publicity to try and highlight an issue that they're concerned about? But
obviously it's an issue they're concerned about. It's such an issue that they're prepared to challenge the law. They are prepared to have it in the headlines because they want the executive probably to get back in business and indeed to act on this. Or if the executive never gets back to business, they want the British government to bring in legislation that gives women equality and rights here in Northern Ireland that they've got to some extent, or they're about to get to some extent in the Republic, and they definitely have in other parts of the United Kingdom. They are raising an issue. That's obviously what they're doing. They want to see, that, as Eleanor said on the programme, the 67 Act here in Northern Ireland.
Yes, Frank, and they're perfectly entitled to bring their bus and park it anywhere they like, and to campaign for that, and to speak to passers-by, give out literature, etc. That's perfectly acceptable. Where I have the problem is actually this, the breaking this crucial principle that only a doctor and a pharmacist can issue any woman or any person in Northern Ireland with prescribed medication. That is such a dangerous precedent to establish, that anyone who disagrees with a certain medical principle can come and stand in Belfast and hand out willy-nilly pills which may be dangerous to the person taking them. No one can stand over that, regardless of where you stand on the issue of the right of the unborn child.
So the rights regarding pregnant women, the unborn child, the debate and the discussion that has been rumbling on forever, it has got to come to some form of conclusion. And they are speeding towards that conclusion by taking this dramatic action today. People in Northern Ireland, government in Northern Ireland, leaders of society in Northern Ireland can't sit on their hands on this any longer. It's much too big an issue.
The Assembly on the 10th of February 2016, not that long ago, certainly not long ago in parliamentary terms, had a very long, rational, calm debate on this issue. And a vote was taken, and by a very clear majority right across the community, the majority of MLAs decided that there should be no change in the legislation on abortion in Northern Ireland. And I have no doubt that if the Assembly returns, exactly the same decision will be taken. And it's up to the public representatives, the MLAs, who are elected by the people of Northern Ireland, to make that decision. But we're not going to be pursued or forced into making a decision simply because of what happened in the Irish Republic.
Do you think the politicians will react to the bus today, or will they ignore it generally outside their offices?
I don't know. I think that for most of the parties, this was a bit of a surprise. This came from absolutely nowhere. It's going to the DUP office in Calvert Street in Lisburn. I suspect that if they wish to hand in a petition or something to Geoffrey Donaldson or to Edwin Poots, I'm sure that would be fine. But I don't know if the politicians are really geared up, given the notice, to actually do more than just note their presence. I think the crucial people here are the PSNI, and I issued a statement last night saying to the police, you must monitor what's going on here extremely carefully, because there could be illegal activity. And I'm glad to say the police are aware of the situation and will be doing that. And if the law is broken today anywhere in Northern Ireland, then the police should interview those concerned with the potential of charges being taken, because the precedent here is so dangerous, regardless of what's been prescribed.